Delta 9 Victory. Mobile, monitoring.
For HKX, that's going to take some getting used to, Leon.
You don't know how long I had to sit there and think about that before I said it on the radio.
Body up now in the morning crew.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that part. Give them a good phonetic for it. I'll come up with one. D is North Carolina, because that's where I'm at. I just have to come up with something that will go with the 9 and the V is the Victor.
Think about that one.
45, so I'm on Water World.
Gonna be the cheapest.
Price increase then. Yeah, I'm okay with 345. I'll just turn around and go get that.
Telling those cheap prices right through there is where I'm talking about.
Take a trip down south and we come out this way. And we always try and top up along here, but you're correct. It is always cheaper along here for some reason. 2 blocks down the road is 369. Crazy.
But it'll be 389.
New car wash there on the way back. I need to get this truck washed. It's been washed in a couple months. Right there, that brand new one opened up under Sphinx.
I can't remember which one you're talking about.
The turnoff right there, where you go to Paris Mountain, when you come down 25. The very first turn you get there. Right across, I guess it's Sphinx there. The first big gas station you get once you get in the South Carolina.
Put that one down.
Oh, they built a brand new one right across the street.
I know where you're talking about now. They finally got that one open.
I'm going to be back in a minute. Yeah, get ready to see my old call sign. NC9 Victor. Be back.
Mobile.
K4RM Mobile.
KO4HKX.
How are you today?
This is, I couldn't be any better.
Listen, I understand about sinuses.
Doing okay? Haven't talked to you in a while.
Can't complain. Just out running errands. Trying to get some yard work done today, over.
It's going to be a nice day for it. I come down this morning and went to the ham fest, and now I'm heading back up the mountain.
And put on by the Greenville group.
Yep.
I knew it was going to happen, and I forgot all about it, but I didn't really need anything. Where'd they have it at?
Veterans Center, back over here off behind Furman.
Well, good. I hope they have a pretty good turnout.
A few people there. Not too many selling today, but a lot of people showed up, turned out. So, been nice to have a few more people trying to sell stuff.
Were you looking for anything in particular, or just went to meet people?
To support the club and hang out, and you never know what might come up.
It's true. Well, I don't need anything right now that I know of, so... So I didn't miss an opportunity to buy anything, but anyway, glad you got to go. You holding the fort down up there and I can't think of that little community you live in. I know the name of it is right on the tip of my tongue.
Doing the best I can.
Your name wouldn't come to me. If I'd have thought of Penrose sausage, I'd have remembered it, but how things in Penrose?
Nothing really to hold down much anymore.
I like Rosman, there ain't much to it, right?
Rosman's at least got some red lights. Penrose don't even have that.
It's got 2 red lights. Last time I went through there, I think I saw 2.
Correct.
The next stop, I just heard you talking, thought I'd throw my call out and see if you'd come back. You take care, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon. This is K4RM Mobile.
Fred, good to talk to you again, and you be safe out there yourself. KO4HK, mobile.
C9B, back.
Leon, KO4HK.
What fucking dudes around here? That guy gave me the evil eye.
You are on the rough side of town.
And met my stinky little friend. Apparently, you could only get $75 worth of the Exxon. But that luckily, it filled me up.
Well, I thought they'd raise that up by now. At Walmart, you can at least get $100. And QT, I think you can get $150.
$75 will fill it up. I'm happy with that.
After that, I wish I could fill mine up for $75.
Beautiful day. I would have saved a lot of fuel if I would have rode my motorcycle today, but I can't talk on the ham radio.
Talk on their ham radio on the motorcycle.
My life too much, I guess.
Use the Vox on your setup, or that, or a little thumb push button over there on the handlebar or something. But I don't know that I try it either.
Imagine that Bluetooth radio I have. It don't take up much space. It mounted up in the trunk, and just have that Bluetooth. What do you call it? The Bluetooth speaker mic. It's got an ear jack, an earphone jack in it. Just put that on my, beneath the helmet and go with it like that. It'll probably work.
100, you could just Bluetooth it to your helmet.
Have a Scalar Rider headset. And they're a little quirky. They have their own little encryption or algorithm they use, I guess. They don't play well with others.
Encryption can be a blessing and a curse.
And now for the rest of the day?
Put him out and help a buddy pack up so he can move out to the coast.
Going to Charleston or where at?
We're to Kitty Hawk in Outer Banks.
Too hot. Getting the hot time of year for that, for me.
I'm with you.
Forgot him one.
Still there when you come through?
Yeah, you're still writing, I guess.
What you got planned the rest of the day?
They promised to take her too. So no matter what, she's going if she wants to go. So, Grandma and Grandpa agreed to take her. They're going to take her. I set up at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So I got a little bit of time to kill. Play around a little bit. And probably go home and fill around the house. I've got a belt. I ordered a belt for the riding lawnmower. It's the deck belt. For some reason, I don't know why. I read the instructions on the darn thing. It says to engage their motor blades at high idle, not high idle, but high throttle. So I've been doing that, and it's tossing the belt off the pulleys. Well, it tossed it off the pulleys. It got jammed up over the pulleys. Burned up pretty good. So I ordered a new one, and it's supposed to come in today. Probably be at the mailbox when I get home. So I'll go ahead and slide that on there.
Hopefully it won't be too bad. Some of those belts can be a trick to get them on there.
Lower it. Pretty easy, pretty straightforward. This is the second belt I'm on, which is kind of odd. I let my daughter use it a couple times. And it's gone through belts, probably one belt every 2 years, I guess.
Too bad, then. You're going to wear them out. They're going to stretch, but as long as you don't have to do it every time you try to mow the grass.
My daughter's already promised her that she can use it again. My neighbor, she gets the neighbor's yard, or the neighbor. They live in Columbia, and she maintains their yard for them. Weed eats it, mows it. So, you know, anybody up in the Hendersonville area needs lawn maintenance. That's what she likes to do. And that's what she does. But she's doing a lot of equipment. I keep going, when are you going to buy your own stuff? Quit using my weed eaters and my lawnmower.
Both know the answer to that one without saying it.
Yeah. Apparently she does too, without saying it. a lawnmower, you get a real decent one for $3,000. I mean, that's going to be for buying. That's a zero turn, Gravely, which I really like Gravely stuff. It's a good one. It's got the Kawasaki motor on it. 28 horsepower, I think. Well, I said you can claim that off your taxes.
Part-time or make extra money, whatever you want to do, you're going to have to buy you one.
She's got to do with the state. State of North Carolina's a Secretary of State, incorporated and everything. Got her own company. Mow and grow.
Nothing wrong with that.
Whereas that, you know, the IRS counts as a hobby, not a business. Since you don't do it enough to be a business. It's more like a hobby to you and the IRS. What though? Tractor Supply. 20 premium ribeyes for $39. Let me go ahead and talk to this guy for a minute. See if it's worth it.
I may be in the black hole when you get back, though.
Be at now.
Highway 11, KO4HK.
Be there about the time I get back. NC9B. Good talking to you, Patrick. Have a great day and 73.
Leon, good to talk to you today. Good to see you. KO4HX. Clear.